Something to tell you. It's, miracles happen today. Do you know that? They happen every day. And they happened this particular day. I met a young man who was very poorly and was brought up onto the ward. And I just spoke to him and said things to him. And I asked him if I could pray for him. And the following morning, he gave me this note. Brother, I wrote this prayer for you tonight. I'm too shy to say it perfectly out word by word. But over word is but the very word is from my heart. From his heart. I've only met him a couple of hours before. Because of you, I belong to Jesus now, forever. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Michael. I will never forget you. See you healed in heaven, if not before. Michael Peter Mazza, Wednesday, 10th of December, 3:17 a.m. He wrote that. And he wrote something else, but I will let my brother read that for you. Okay. Michael, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you that you're a wonderful brother. And I tell you, I know in my heart of hearts that God, our Lord Jesus, will walk with you all the days of your life, and you are going to be a mighty warrior in whatever respect. I don't know. I don't profess to know the future of you, but I know your walk with him will be wonderful, and your testimony will be the greatest testimony I will have ever heard. And I want to tell you that I love you as a brother in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So this is what Michael wrote.
This is what Michael wrote.
Right, right, lovely. Right, so I'm just going to read out what Michael wrote afterwards. Jesus, thank you for this man. While I was sick and suffering in hospital, he prayed for me, and you saved my life forever. I gave my whole life to you because of him. And now I ask you, please heal his body completely. Fill him with the same joy and peace you just poured into me. And let him feel your arms around him right now. Use his life to bring thousands of people to you, because he was faithful even when he was in pain. I love him and I love you so much. In your mighty name, amen. Amen. That's well done, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, lovely. Yeah. Right, lovely. We're going to have something a little bit more light-hearted now.
Can we pray for Michael?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we pray for him, everybody?
Yeah. Well, we're going to pray for Michael. Lord, we thank you for Michael, Lord. We thank that you spoke to his heart and you reached out to him, Lord, when he needed you most, Lord. And that you welcomed him into your kingdom, Lord. And we pray that you give him peace in his heart and love. More than anything, love. Love that he can share with others. Love that he can feel in his heart. That will strengthen him, take away all worries, take anything that is bothering him. Just clear his mind so he can focus just on you, Almighty God. And we thank you for Michael. Almighty God, just pray, bring your just fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and fill him with your wisdom and your guidance for the rest of his life, Lord. And let that bond with him become stronger and stronger through your word, worshipping, Lord, and the church family that he has just met, Lord, Almighty God. Amen, Lord. I pray peace and wisdom and guidance and love over his life, Lord, Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's lovely to meet you, and welcome. Welcome. Right, so we're going to do something a little bit different, something a little bit light-hearted. We're going to have a wonderful Christmas quiz. Can I hear any boos? No? Right. Right, I did remember prizes, actually. Right, so...
No jelly babies.
Oh, that's Jane, sorry. Right, so I don't really know what people like, so you've got a choice. What should we want to scrabble around in here? Right, what I have got for chocolate lovers, I've got dairy milk, one of those. If you don't like dairy milk, I have got Galaxy. If you don't like any of those, I've got these really nice bookmarks that you could use on your Bible. So it's got a verse on it and a little cross on it. So if you'd like one of those, this is if you win, you're not getting them. Just don't give them away lightheartedly. You've got to work hard for it. So I need some assistance.
We're all winners. Yeah, we're all winners. We've got the Lord on there. So
but not of my goodies, you're not, no. Yeah. Right, so we have clipboards. You can share if you like. That means you'd have to half to borrow chocolate. Right, so... Right, Michael, can you give out pens, please? Mm-hmm. Give them to Michael, yeah. Right, I've got 20 questions. Oh, what do you mean, here we go? Adrian, where's your Christmas spirit?
Sorry,
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's nice to see you, though. It's back, nice that you're actually out of hospital. That's lovely.
Thank you, brother.
Right. No, not. I mean, if you've got too many people in the team, you might have to break off a little bit of chocolate. Right. Excuse me. Right, so when you get your board, quickly mark 1 to 20. Yeah, if you're going to converse, you need to whisper quietly so nobody else hears your answers. Right, so this is just a fun... I've got some...
How many questions?
20. 20? 20. Well, I've got to fill out some time, Adrian, let's see. Right, sorry. It's a light-hearted quiz. It's generally about Christmas, but then I did put some Bible stuff in there as well. So guess who? So we've got a little bit of everything.
Well done,
right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Everybody ready?
I think we are.
You ready?
Yeah. We're ready.
Sort of? Right, number one. Are you ready? In which country did eggnog originate? Eggnog. You know that yellow drink, that nasty stuff. So. Yeah, I know. How much time shall I give you in between? Did he loads of time? You can always come back at the end. Right, so number two. In which country is it a tradition to eat KFC for Christmas dinner? And I'm quite happy with this, because I like KFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
KFC.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. On Christmas, for Christmas dinner. Number three, what is traditionally hidden inside a Christmas pudding? That one's easy. Well, should be easy, though. There's some easy ones and some harder ones.
Silver coin.
Spoiler.
Right. For anybody who doesn't know what, it's a silver coin. I'll give you one. Right. What fruit, this is number four, what fruit is traditionally put inside a Christmas stocking? So if you're my age, you'd know that. You used to hang up your Christmas stocking near the fireplace if you had one. And that's all you'd get in the morning, so you'd be, ooh. Number five, traditionally, when should you make a Christmas pudding? And the answer is A, Sunday, how many weeks before? Are you ready? Number six, Stollen is a traditional fruit cake in which country? I know that, so yeah, because I like eating them. I like them, yeah. Sorry, you won't know many of these, will you? Do you want me to help you? Shall I come over? I didn't think about that, I just thought it was, yeah.
You've given up already.
You're giving up already. Shall I give you some?
Oh, no, don't give up.
Right, when we come to the end, I'm going to go and see my friends and give them some answers. Yeah, yeah. I'll give you a bar of chocolate anyway, all right? Right. Pardon? Yeah, exactly.
You can tell us something about their Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice to hear, actually. Yeah. It's different traditions. So I bet you don't eat Kentucky Fried Chicken, do you, on Christmas Day, no?
Neither do I.
I'd like to. Yeah, yeah. Lorna loves Kentucky Fried Chicken. Right, so number seven. When making mince pies, which way should you stir the mincemeat for good luck?
Could you repeat that?
So, when making mince pies, which way should you stir your mincemeat for good luck? There's only 50-50. Yeah. Yeah. Number eight. You're right, Michael. Yeah. Number eight. What is the most popular vegetarian alternative to roast turkey? So if you don't eat roast turkey and you're a vegetarian, what would you eat? So heaven knows, I can see. Number nine. Right, we're going to go for true or falses now. True or false? Were there four ghosts in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol? True or false? Was there four ghosts? Right, number 10, true or false? If you were born on Christmas Day, Your star sign is a Sagittarius. Is that true or false? This quiz is quite good. I see people looking really puzzled. So I'm going to win the chocolate by the look of it. Well, exactly. I'm going to. Oh, yeah. Right, number 11, true or false? The King's Speech is traditionally aired at 3 p.m. on Christmas Day. Is that true or false? Claire knows that one.
Kerry knows that one.
Kerry knows that one. Got one right, yeah. True or false, number 12. Santa traditionally wore a white suit until Coca-Cola changed it to red. It's a strange, pokey-like, isn't it? Taken down by New Year's Day. Is that true or false? Of putting up a Christmas tree. I feel really guilty. I feel really bad, sorry. Right. Number 15. Nearly there. Right, these are the Bible questions. So, number 15, who am I? I'm going to give you three clues and then you have to guess who the person is in the Bible. Right, my name means gift of the Lord. That's the first question. I'm one of the 12. That's the apostles. And I collect something that everybody wants. Who is that? So the first clue is, my name means gift of the Lord. I'm one of the 12. And I collect something that everybody wants. Which person of the Bible is that? Is it too hard? Shall I give you a clue?
I think
we know. Oh, good. Right. 16. Who am I? I thought that Jesus should be heard. I was a Pharisee, and I cared for Jesus in the tomb. Who's that? You want another clue? Oh, you're another again? All right, okay. I thought that Jesus should be heard when he was preaching. I was a Pharisee, so this person was a Pharisee, and he looked after Jesus in the tomb. Right, number 17. Who am I? My dad's name was Terah. I almost sacrificed my own son, and I am the father of all nations. So my dad's name was Terah. Is that the right spelling as T-E-R-A-H? Is that the right way to say it?
I think so.
Terah, yeah. I almost sacrificed my own son, and I am the father of all nations. That's the biggest clue.
Yes.
So who am I? Right. Number 18, who am I? My son is Enoch. I murdered somebody, and God didn't like my offering. So my son is Enoch. I murdered somebody, and God didn't like my offering. That's 18. So we've got two more to go. Got more time on that one? Right, number 19, who am I? I lived for 120 years. I took Joseph's bones with me, and I was related to the Pharaoh. So I lived for 120 years. I took Joseph's bones with me, and I was related to Pharaoh. Who am I? The last one, number 20.
A lot of Old Testament stuff
here. Yeah.
Not helping. At all.
Sorry.
we're youngsters, you know. We're
I thought you wanted a bit of taxing. So, yeah, okay.
We haven't got David, have we? We haven't got David with us. No.
I was going to say how many baked beans did Father Christmas, but Gordon's not here. How about... Right. True or false? A camel carried Mary to Bethlehem. Do you know that one?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
No, well, you got that one right. The donkey, isn't it? Right, okay. Now, last one. Who am I? I gave some bad advice. I came along on day 6 when the world was created, and my husband named me. So I gave some bad advice. I came along on day 6 of the creation, and my husband named me. Right, does anybody want to go over any questions? Is there any you've missed you'd have another go at?
I'd like to see Kerry's boy.
No. Is this going to be like Gordon's quiz? It's like, who got 5? Is it that sort of, is it? Oh dear. Do you want to come and copy some of the answers? No, you're right.
No, we won't cheat. We'll just give them the
bow. No. Right, is there any questions fitting in? Is there any missed? Should we go for it?
Yeah,
right, right. So, which country did eggnog and I can't even speak now, originate? It was Britain, Great Britain, here. I thought it was German or something. It was Great Britain, yeah. So we can give that a tick. Right, in which country is it tradition to eat KFC for Christmas dinner? Is Japan. Japan, yeah. Yeah, yeah. What is traditionally hidden inside a Christmas pudding is a... silver coin. Yeah, in the old days. In the old...
Silver frutney bit.
Oh. Right. Yeah. What fruit is traditionally put inside a Christmas stocking? It's an orange or a tangerine. I used to get lots of those. Yeah. Yeah, Satsuma, yeah. It's orange, you can have it. Right, right. Traditionally, when should you start making a Christmas pudding? The answer is on a Sunday, 5 weeks before Christmas.
Oh,
there we are.
Is it?
See?
Claire's
going to win. Claire's going to win. Stollen is a traditional fruitcake from which country?
Germany.
Germany. Yeah. When making mince pies, which way should you stir the mince meat for good luck? Clockwise. What is the most popular vegetarian alternative to roast turkey?
Nut roast.
Yeah. True or false? There were 4 ghosts in Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. The answer? True, yes. Marley, the gross... Marley, the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas yet to come. So 4. So it's true. Right. True or false? If you were born on Christmas Day, your star sign is Sagittarius. False. It's Capricorn.
We got that.
It's coming into January, isn't it?
Yeah.
Capricorn's a January.
Yeah, but they cross the month.
No, it's the last part of the month. It changes. So you have to be
born. What about the Leap Year?
Yeah. I'm glad we've come to that conclusion, Claire. It's all right. yeah. Right, true or false? The King's Speech is traditionally aired at 3 p.m. on Christmas Day.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
True or false? Santa traditionally wore a white suit until Coca-Cola turned it to red.
False.
Yeah, it used to be green.
Yeah.
Ah, there we are, it used to be green, yeah. Right. True or false, according to tradition, your Christmas decorations should be taken down by Christmas Day.
No.
What day is it?
12th night.
Well, it says, yeah, 5th of January. 5th of January, 12th night, right. Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? Is the Germans again?
Germany.
Yeah.
Oh, we said Austria.
No.
Oh, I see.
That's how they came to be to do with Prince Albert.
Yeah, because the royal family is related to Germany, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're related to the royal family of German. Right. Who am I? Right, you ready? Who am I?
Judas.
No.
he was the one that looked after the money.
No. If you've watched The Chosen in our church group, you'd know this one.
Right, okay.
Who am I? My name means gift of the Lord. I'm the one who, one of the 12, and I collected something everybody wants. It was a tax collector.
Matthew.
Oh, yes.
Did you get that right? You get it right? Well done.
Yay.
Yes. Right. Excellent. Who am I? I thought that Jesus should be heard. I was a Pharisee. That's the biggest clue. And I cared for Jesus at the tomb. Who was he? Pardon? No, not quite. Nicodemus. Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
You've written it? Well done, Claire. Nicodemus. Right. My dad's name was Terra. I almost sacrificed my own son, and I am the father of all nations. Who is he?
Abraham.
Oh, yes.
Excellent. My son is Enoch. I murdered somebody. God didn't like my offering. Cain. Cain and Abel, yeah. Right, last two. I lived for 120 years, and I took Joseph's bones with me. I was related to a pharaoh. Who is he?
Moses.
Yeah, if I said part of the sea, then everybody would know, wouldn't I? Yeah, Moses. you get that one right? Did you get that one? Oh, he's doing all right. Hey! Yeah. Get it in. Right, there we go. Might have to find a special prize for you.
Yeah, every good man stands a woman next to
him. No. I know.
Nothing that I was going to
do. I'll tell you what.
Praise the Lord.
Bear with me for a minute. No. Wait. No. What have I done with it? Right. No, I'm going to give him one of my prizes. Yeah. Right. Now that is wonderful. Look. You can have that for your bite. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. No. Well done. Right. Lovely. Right. Last one. Right. I gave some bad advice. And I came along on day 6, and my husband named me. Who is it?
Eve.
Eve.
Well done,
right, count up your... Oh, Michael's done well. Right, count up your scores. Let's see what we got. Scores on the doors?
I've got 6.
6, well done. 6 is good.
9,
yeah. Claire's got 15. Any better than 15?
You get a triple kick.
You got 15? Oh. I've got 2 bars of chocolate, all right. Yeah. Any better than 15?
How many did you get?
Oh, well done. Well done to Claire and Ian and Figure. Right, so you can fight over. I've got one more bookmark left. Or I've got
a
galaxy or yeah.
Bookmark.
You're right with chocolate then? Should we give the bookmark to Michael to welcome?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There we are, Michael. Yeah. There we are. Put that in your bag. Oh, no, you're welcome. Well done, everybody. Right, we've got one more song of worship. Have we got anything else we need to remember? Apart from teas and coffee afterward. And we've got one more song. So, yeah, Vicky, if you'd like to join me. We're going to sing Adore, one of my favourite songs by Graham Kendrick. Also, we're a praying church. If you need prayer for anything, please stay and see one of us behind afterwards. And we'd like to pray for you. So please remember that. Do not leave if you need prayer. Right. If you'd like to stand, join us. We're going to sing Adore. Step down from heaven.
You step down from heaven. Humbly you came. God of all creation, here with us. In a starlit manger. Light of the world is here to save. Adore, come let us adore, come let us adore Him, the Lord. Worship Christ the Lord, let all that is within us adore.
Wise men.
Wise. wise men bring their treasure. Shepherds bow low, angels' voices sing on peace on earth. What have I to offer to heaven's King? I will bring my life, my love, my all. Adore, come let us adore, come let us adore Him, the Lord. Worship Christ the Lord. Let everything within us adore.
Angels
sing, praises ring to the newborn King. Peace on earth here with us, joy awakening. At your feet we fall. Angels sing, praises ring to the newborn King. Peace on earth here with us, joy awakening. At your feet we fall. Adore, come let us adore, come let us adore Him, the Lord. Worship Christ the Lord. Let all that is within us adore. Come let us adore. Come let us adore Him, the Lord. Worship Christ the Lord. Let all that is within us adore.
We thank you, Father, that you loved us so much, that you had him crucified, that he bled and died. And Father, for our sakes, for our salvation, we'll always say, Jesus is the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the name above every other name. And I say, you are Lord. Your name, Jesus, is so powerful. It's powerfuler than crowns.
Yes.
And Father, you are the healer.
Yes.
And you will heal my brother and myself,
yes,
and those that cry out to you. And I lift up a young man that's in pain and may have to go to Stoke Mandeville Hospital because he's been involved in an accident. His name is Sean, Father.
Mm.
His name is Sean, Father. And a friend of his asked me to pray for him. And I pray for him that he'll heal his arms, his
Amen.
Legs,
Amen.
His fingertips. He will move again, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
And Lord, we don't forget those who have been bereaved.
Mm.
Lord, we lift up each and every family to you. We ask for your comfort, your hope, your strength, everything that they could possibly need in mind, in body, and in spirit. And that you will love on their families and just give them peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All those Christians around the world, Lord, who are facing persecution, especially in Nigeria, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you so much that the new president of Burkina Faso has proclaimed that they will not let the terrorists and the jihadists stop to Christian worship in that country, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Will not let it stop. Yes. And the good that he's doing there, Lord.
Yes, we pray.
Lord, there are so many people that are working for you, Lord, with MAF, with all sorts of different charities, Lord. Tear Fund, World Vision, Compassion.
Yeah.
They're endless, Lord. People who give their lives and they work for you for hardly any money, Lord. Because they know that the word is to be preached throughout the whole world before Jesus comes.
Yeah.
And they truly believe that, and we truly believe that.
Yes, we do.
Look
yes.
forward to that day that our Jesus will come back. He came as a baby all those years ago, Lord, but he is a man. He is ruling from heaven. He is ruling in our hearts, Lord, and in our lives. And he is going to return here.
Yes.
Lord, we look forward yes. to that day, and we praise you, Father,
yeah.
that you have got this whole world in your hands.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Everything yes. is in your hands. We do not need to fear. We do not need to have anxiety about anything. You are in control. You are God. And you are our Saviour and our Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
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 Lord, we do lift up to you all, like Michael, that are new to faith, that have discovered you in their hearts and have seen that there is a difference in this world, that he that is in us is greater than
Amen.
He that is in the world.
Amen.
And I pray for Michael and every single one of them to know that you are protecting them, you are strengthening them. And when they feel that they need your help, Lord, that they can cry out to you in any way, shape, or form, wherever they are, whatever they do, that you are listening and that you are guarding them with your guardian angels. Father, protect each and every one. Help that little mustard seed of faith to grow and be nurtured by you in all walks of their life. And bless them abundantly, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And Michael, you will find pure joy with the Lord. That's what joy is. He gave us love. He gave us joy. That is pure joy because it's definitely lifted my life. So praise you, mate.
Yes.
Amen. All right, please join us for teas and coffees. Remember, if you need prayer, come and see somebody. Yeah, teas and coffees.
There you go, fella. Thank you. Thank you for bringing the iPad.
Thank you for thinking about me. Made all the difference.
Nearly.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. No, I needed that.
Well done. You did a good service.
God arrived, the one who would be called Emmanuel. The promise was delivered unto a virgin bride, the one who would be called Emmanuel. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all power.
and position.